Picture this, a room filled with brilliant minds, Harvard MBAs, technical wizards, and seasoned executives. Yet somehow, this dream team consistently underperforms. Why? The answer lies not in their capabilities, but in the invisible forces that govern how they function together. This paradox sits at the heart of the five dysfunctions of a team, a revolutionary framework that explains why even the most talented groups fail when they can't work effectively as a unit. Through the story of Catherine Peterson, a CEO tasked with turning around a struggling Silicon Valley startup called Decision Tech, we discover that technical brilliance means nothing without the human elements that make teamwork possible. The executives at Decision Tech look impressive on paper, but behind closed doors, they operate more like warring factions than a cohesive unit, checking emails during presentations, avoiding difficult conversations, and continuing discussions in whispered hallway conversations rather than addressing issues openly. If we don't trust one another, then we aren't going to engage in open, constructive, ideological conflict. This insight marks the beginning of Decision Tech's transformation. The trust that matters most isn't predictive trust, knowing someone will deliver work on time, but vulnerability-based trust, the willingness to be genuinely open about mistakes, weaknesses, and needs. When Catherine asks executives to share personal histories and provide honest feedback, the atmosphere shifts. Jeff reveals growing up in poverty, something he'd hidden from colleagues. Martin discloses his struggles with confidence despite impressive credentials. Vulnerability-based trust transforms interactions. When Martin questions Mikey's marketing plan, she sees it as a genuine attempt to strengthen the strategy, not a personal attack. Without this foundation, teams waste energy on impression management and defensive behaviors. With it, that energy gets redirected toward actual work. Building this foundation isn't comfortable. It requires consistent practice and courage. But without it, addressing other dysfunctions becomes nearly impossible. The teams we most admire consistently demonstrate this quality of authentic connection. Most teams suffer from artificial harmony, where disagreements are suppressed for the sake of getting along, or destructive fighting, where disagreements become personal. Neither produces good decisions. The breakthrough comes when Catherine intentionally remains silent during a heated discussion, allowing conflict to unfold naturally. After 40 minutes of debate, the team reaches a solution better than any individual had proposed. Mining for conflict becomes a new team practice, actively seeking out disagreements rather than avoiding them. This transforms meetings from polite exchanges of predetermined positions into forums for genuine innovation. The team establishes ground rules that make conflict safe but substantive. Though Martin struggles to voice disagreement directly, and Mikey occasionally crosses the line between challenging ideas and attacking people, growing comfort with disagreement accelerates decision-making and improves outcomes. Think about the last truly important decision you were part of. Was there genuine debate, or did everyone nod along to avoid rocking the boat? Real teams don't avoid difficult conversations. They develop the skills to have them productively. Commitment isn't about consensus. It's about making sure everyone's ideas are heard and then rallying behind whatever decision is made, even if you initially disagreed. This insight challenges the assumption that commitment requires agreement. In reality, commitment requires only clarity, everyone understands what was decided, and buy-in. Everyone will support the decision regardless of their initial position. This transformation becomes evident when the team decides against participating in an industry trade show. The pivotal moment comes when Catherine asks Jeff, who argued passionately in favor, "Can you commit to this decision even though you disagree?" His response, "Absolutely, I'll support this 100%, marks a turning point. The team implements two powerful practices, reviewing decisions at meeting's end to eliminate ambiguity and embracing disagree and commit as a guiding principle. This approach creates alignment and velocity. When decisions are clear and universally supported, teams move forward without revisiting settled issues or facing passive resistance. Perhaps the most uncomfortable dysfunction to address is the avoidance of accountability, specifically the reluctance to call out peers on behaviors that might hurt the team. At Decision Tech, performance issues were discussed in private conversations rather than addressed directly, creating a culture where mediocrity became acceptable. Catherine facilitates an exercise where team members identify improvement areas for each colleague. The discomfort is evident as JR learns his political maneuvering is seen as destructive, and Martin discovers his silence during conflict is perceived as withholding valuable input. This approach normalizes peer accountability in daily operations. The shift becomes apparent when Carlos misses a deadline and Mikey addresses it directly rather than complaining to others. When Jeff continues undermining decisions, Martin, previously the most conflict-averse member, calls him out during a meeting. These moments of accountability create a performance-focused culture more effectively than top-down management ever could. Consider how different your workplace might be if everyone felt both the responsibility and safety to hold peers accountable for their commitments and behaviors. The final dysfunction, inattention to results, occurs when team members prioritize individual or departmental goals over collective outcomes. At Decision Tech, this siloed thinking had undermined customer satisfaction. Catherine addressed this through establishing a single measure of team success, tying bonuses to collective achievement, and implementing public commitment to results in weekly meetings. The team's transformation became evident during a critical product launch. Previously, departmental isolation caused sales to overpromise, marketing to miss customer needs, and support to remain unprepared. With their new collective focus, executives began making necessary sacrifices within their domains. JR delayed a lucrative but distracting contract to focus on core launch activities. Mikey redirected marketing resources from a high-profile conference to targeted customer communications. Martin reallocated budget from non-essential projects to critical launch components. These decisions represented a shift from departmental optimization to team success. True team success emerges only when collective results matter more than individual achievements. Decision Tech's six-month transformation demonstrates how improved team dynamics can revolutionize an organization. Meetings shift from political posturing to authentic dialogue. Middle managers adopt these behaviors, cross-functional collaboration increases, and departmental silos dissolve. The results are compelling. Customer acquisition rises 40%, satisfaction scores climb significantly, and annual revenue growth jumps from 5% to 15%. The journey isn't linear. Progress often follows a two steps forward, one step back pattern. Not everyone adapts. Jeff ultimately leaves, unable to abandon his political maneuvering. By focusing on the five dysfunctions framework sequentially, the team establishes new interaction patterns that drive remarkable business results. This transformation highlights a crucial lesson: team building skills outweigh technical expertise. Catherine succeeds through her ability to understand and address team dynamics, not superior industry knowledge, providing a blueprint for leaders facing similar challenges. What if we recognize teamwork not as a soft, secondary skill, but as the fundamental driver of organizational success? Perhaps then we'd invest as much in developing team cohesion as we do in technical training and strategic planning, and reap the rewards of truly high-performing teams.